Thank you, President. And before I get underway, I'd just like to acknowledge the powerful statement we've just heard from the youth fellows and to thank them very much for that strong contribution. Mr. President, please allow me to extend my delegation's sincere appreciation to you and your team for your formidable stewardship of the convention, not just this week, but over the last year. Please be assured of our continued support. New Zealand remains committed to our shared objective of realising a mind-free world by 2025. Adherence to the convention is the best path for this. We call on countries yet to do so to ratify and implement the convention. We condemn any use of antipersonnel mines by anyone, anywhere. This year's Landmine Monitor reports again on the senseless casualties these weapons cause, including the disturbing figure that civilians comprise 85% of the recorded victims. Within that, children accounted for half of all victims where an age was recorded. It is vital then that we accelerate our work and that these weapons are consigned to history. New Zealand is proud to support mine action around the world. We are currently increasing our support for mine risk education, victim assistance, and mining through our international development cooperation in Southeast Asia. And we continue to support programs in South America and the Middle East. President, we again put on record our appreciation for the tireless work of the mine action sector, whether governments, civil society, or representatives of affected communities and survivors. We have heard impressive testimony from several representatives of these groups this week, and we wish to record our ongoing acknowledgement for their contributions. My delegation has enjoyed engaging with all states, parties and observers this week, and feel confident that as we meet our respective obligations, we continue to reinforce the international law against these weapons. I thank you.